DW.
They're impossible to miss. There are millions of them filling the sky. No one knows where these fruit bats come from and why, for a few weeks each year, they land here of all places, in a small forest in Zambia's Kasanka National Park. It's just after 2 o'clock in the morning, and we're accompanying scientists from the Max Planck Institute of Animal Behaviour into the fruit bat forest. The researchers want to solve the mystery of the bat's great migration, but first, they're hoping to capture some of the animals. We make our way through the bushes. It's pitch black. We only have a few headlamps to help us see the way.
Anybody who doesn't need their light can switch it off.
This is good.
Scientist Dina Dechman wants to prevent the fruit bats from spotting the trap while they're setting it up. She and her international team stretch a large net between two trees. It has to be set up before first light, when it'll be visible to the animals. Because although fruit bats are nocturnal creatures, they can see better during the day than in the dark. And unlike other bats, they don't have echolocation, so they don't use sound to navigate. They're extremely difficult to catch, says Institute Director Martin Wikelski.
Also, wir müssen das Netz jetzt immer vom Boden weghalten.
Now we have to keep the netting away from the ground, so that the top hangs completely straight and so that the bats don't see it. That means absolute silence and no light.
Ruhe, kein Licht.
And so we wait in the dark forest for 2 hours. And then, bingo, 4 animals fly straight into the net. The bats have little dog-like faces, big eyes and impressive wings that span up to 80 centimetres. Carefully, the scientists work to disentangle their subjects from the net and transfer them to small soft cloth bags suspended from a rope. This protects the animals from getting injured before they can be examined. For the first time, the scientists are hoping to track the animal's flight path. They're going to place transmitters on the bats' backs to figure out where they go. Until now, Dina Dechman says, they've only been able to guess why the animals head off on their epic journey every year.
When the rainy season moves across the continent, there are lots of localized explosions of fruit everywhere. And we suspect the bats are following that.
When they go out in the forest, the scientists are accompanied by gamekeepers for their protection because they could encounter predators or aggressive hippos at any time. David Mubiana, dressed in a camouflaged suit, has been working as a ranger for the past 30 years.
Since they are continuing coming every year, not even a year in between to miss coming to Kasanga, that gives us in mind to say it will be very difficult for them to find a new place.
But the forest the fruit bats call home is under threat. It's only 500 metres by 1 kilometre and getting smaller. Poachers have repeatedly set fire to the bush, the idea being that clearing the trees and letting grass take over will lure antelope, making it easier to shoot them out in the open. The German research team believes the fruit bat population here has been in decline for years. That's alarming, considering that the animals play a vital role in spreading seeds from bushes and trees. The bats carry seeds all over the country via their feces. So if the species were to disappear, it would have dramatic consequences on the environment, says Wikelski.
Because when you extrapolate it, they're spreading tens of millions of seeds, essentially planting trees, every night. And if they were to disappear, an incredible ecosystem service would be lost.
The scientists have finished strapping their transmitter to the last of the captured bats. As it's released, the animal hesitates for a few seconds before opening its powerful wings and taking off in flight.
DW.